Okay, now we are going to comment on the latest Innovation Award nominees and winners of starting with JavaScript first and of July, right? Let me share the screen here. It's always useful to share screens. Yep. So people know what on earth are we talking about. Inception, so it's working. Okay, we have here the nominee, the winners of July. We have only two. And okay, let's start with one. Arthur, which one would you like to comment?
Let me choose. It's really hard. let me zoom in a bit. Not too much. Yeah, this is right. So let me comment on a terminal preview package, which was developed by Dom Hastings from United Kingdom. And this package, it was really hard to understand what exactly it does, but it allows you to preview the text that is posted to the terminal, how it looks in the ANSI formatting, so displaying all the hidden characters and beautifications, colors and stuff like that. And yeah. I think I even found an example here. So if we hover it, it would display in the ANSI format how it looks like exactly. And similarly here. So it does something like that. I don't know if it does automatically or not. But probably, yes, it should be able to get a style or something like that and format it. Yes, yeah. You wanted to add something?
No, it's interesting. Actually, I didn't see that demo. That's the funny part.
Okay, and Dom got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Okay, that is fine. Let me also comment on the other package, which that was nominated in that month. This one is Angular Moment Picker. It is from Logic Group. Oh, that is a nice family name. The family group, the group family. And as I was saying, this basically it's quite easy thing to implement. There are many components to implement this, like showing calendars to pick the dates and times of the day. But this one lets the user pick the date, but also the time, which is great to implement applications to do scheduling of events. I'm going to just comment here, but this Logic Group developer did not pick a prize yet. I don't know if he did not get the message, but if he did not get the message and wants to still pick his prize, he's still able to do it on time. Now, let me comment just on the Innovation Award winners of the month. Of the year, first by country. So far, we still have Emil Kilaj in first place with 3 packages and 11 points. Then Martin Barker from the United Kingdom with 2 packages and 9 points. Then Martin Lacher from the United Kingdom as well with 1 package and 5 points. Leandro Mauro Pereira Moraes from Brazil with 2 packages and 4 points. Dom Hastings from the United Kingdom again with 2 packages and 3 points. And he's tied with Jeremy Judo from China and Emmanuel Podvan from France, Anders Toth from Hungary, and Artur Sozins. Oh, there he is. we've also won back in 3 points. Dave Normington is in 10th with one package and 2 points. By country, things are getting converging to getting ahead on number one, which would be United Kingdom with 6 packages and 19 points, followed by Sweden with 3 packages and 11 points, Brazil with 2 packages and 4 points, France with 2 packages and 3 points, tied with Latvia, China, Hungary, well, all with 3 points. Then Germany and Spain tied with 2 points. Italy in the end with 1 package and 1 point. So this is before the Innovation Award winners of JavaScript.
Sounds almost like a Eurovision. You also give points to countries.
Don't tell me about it.
Okay, I won't. I know others probably find it weird.
Yeah, and then probably somebody from some country that I know starts singing a different kind of song, very emotional, and wins. But this didn't happen here. This is a different contest. This is about JavaScript. And now we are going to move on to the Innovation Award winners of July, but this time at PHP. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
I would like to not also comment, but also share a screen too. That's usually better.
Yeah. While do I get it?
Okay, and so the first one, the first package I would want to comment is a Sapient, developed by Scott Archijewski from United States. So this package can add an additional security layer to your requests. So it works in a PCR7 compliant objects and can implement shared key encryption or authentication or public key encryption, digital signatures with your request, thus adding this additional layer to, for example, server-to-server communication or probably, I don't know if it works with HTTPS or without it. Probably it would make sense if it works without HTTPS, so it could be applied to HTTP and make it more secure too. Yes, and he's the winner also, but no prize for now, as I see. The next package is File Fractal, and basically this package can split files or file sets or compressed files into specific file sizes. It was developed by Jill Lingo from France, and I remember, I think, when I was going to school and we had a PC with internet connection in school, I didn't have internet connection at home, so I used to split files and put them on floppy disks and bring them home, multiple floppy disks per set. And so some package like this would have helped sweeping the splitting the files there. I think most common the use case for the server side would be either splitting files not to overflow some disk, or maybe splitting files and putting them.
Log files sometimes.
Yes.
We don't know if you want to keep the logs and we need to compress them.
Yep.
There are many programs to split the log files, but not all of them compress them immediately. But nowadays there are, at least in Linux systems, there are procedures that do that. But probably this is for more PHP specific purposes, not so much system aware.
True. The next package is Prettify PHP War Dump, developed by Chris Ugwu from Nigeria. And similarly, as we saw in the JavaScript class, which was previewing the ANSI format of the covering. So in this case, it adds them to the var dump, and if you do them in the console, for example, you would see the colorized representation of the var dump. So it looks something like this. Yes, and also no price. Somehow nobody yet picked the price, I think.
Sometimes let me. Oh no, this is all stalled. And you know, because the first winner in this case, he never picks a price, and also I don't know if he's getting the messages, but probably he is not getting messages, and it is a bit delayed, like 3 weeks. But I'm already contacting the others, but they did not yet pick their prize.
Okay.
That's why it is delayed a lot.
And the next one is PHP Chrome PDF generator class. So the interesting thing about this one is it just not parses your HTML and generates PDF, but it actually uses headless Chrome browser on the server side and uses it to generate the PDF document. And it was developed by Davut Iqlak from Italy. I hope I pronounce it right. Really complicated.
Sounds yes. Like an Asian name. Probably somebody that moved to Italy.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's still awesome. It doesn't change anything.
Yes. It's still an interesting idea, yes. And the last package I wanted to comment on is HTTP middleware, developed by Mostafa Abd El Hamid from Egypt. It can send multiple HTTP requests to remote servers and uses a Peckle extension to do that, to create this pool of requests and make them in parallel. So it would be more optimized. And then return responses in XML or JSON formats. Yes.
Yes.
So I think that's it on my part.
Yeah, and quite interesting packages. Let me share the screen again. If we see an inception, oh, there it is. It worked. So on my behalf, I also would like to come on a few. The first package that I want to comment is called PHP IP to ASN mapping by Peter Kao from Hong Kong. He has developed a package that figures the ASN number, which is basically a number of network that even an IP address belongs. It takes IP addresses in HP IPv4 or IPv6 formats, and basically it calls a web service called whois service, not web service. It calls Simro, and it provides the results to PHP, so it can be useful for these purposes. Sometimes it is useful for when you want to figure if two IP addresses are from the same network. Imagine somebody that is cheating on your site and can accessing the same site to pretend to be a different user, but with a different IP address, but in the end it's from the same network. So now you can figure that actually this package could be used for security purposes, not just networking related stuff, which is what it does, but not what could be the final goal. So congratulations for Peter for his package for this purpose. Next package that I want to comment is called SimRPGT. I think there are initials of the author or probably something related to his name. or his account, maybe probably in GitHub or something. It's a package from Cyril Ogana. It is a package to handle, I wouldn't say requests, handle processing commands in the console, when PHP can be used to process console commands, and connect them directly to components that implemented the functionality of those commands. So basically, this is to simplify the development. So congratulations to Cyril for his package. The next package, this is very specific to Brazil, but probably there should be a package for each country. It's basically to generate invoices. I'm not sure if invoice would be the right name, because this has legal validity. Basically generate XML invoices in the format that is used for service providers in Brazil. So this package is from Fernando. Fernando is just the first name. I don't know what is the last name. Maybe next time he fills his profile with more complete information, so we know. Anyway, this package is useful, especially in Brazil. That's why it is marked here, for mainly for applications used in Brazil. The next package that I want to comment is one that does something very simple but very useful, which is to set up the headers for requests sent to SOAP web servers that require a username and a password. So basically, it does that very simple work, but often necessary, because many web services out there require the username and the password, because they are only for authenticated users. So this package from Michael Del Sol, WS Security, is very good for this purpose. So congratulations to Michael. And now, talking about the Innovation Award winners rankings of 2017, we are getting closer to the end of the year and things are getting clear. Peter Kahl from Hong Kong is ahead with 16 packages and 111 points, followed by Christian Wieg. Unfortunately, he's deceased, so he is no longer actively competing, but he was coming quite good. He actually was the winner of last year. He had so far 5 packages and 73 points, followed by Sergey Vanushin from Russian with 6 packages and 62 points. Nahid Bin Hazar from Bangladesh with 3 packages and 50 points. Dev Smith with 3 packages and 45 points. Lars Mollekamp from Germany with 4 packages and 35 points is in 6th. In 7th is Asif Ahmad Bazil from Pakistan with 2 packages and 29 points, for Bishri Sadev from India with 2 packages and 27 points. Then Joseph Brecht from Belgium with 2 packages and 25 points is followed in 10th with Scott Arczewski from United States with 2 packages and 24 points. In terms of countries, the competition is still very tight. United States now is ahead with 11 packages and 156 points. Hong Kong is followed by in second with 16 packages with 111 points. France is following with third place with 10 packages and 109 points. So these are the main competitors. We still have a few months to go and things are very tight. Nothing is decided in terms of countries. Anyway, India is in fourth place with 9 packages and 88 points, followed by Russia Federation with 7 packages and 75 points. And then Italy is in sixth with six packages in 73 points. Germany in seven with seven packages in 62 points. Pakistan with five packages in 55 points is in eighth. In ninth, Bangladesh with three packages and 50 points. And then in 10th, Ukraine is there with three packages and 30 points. So basically, with this, we reached the end of this Innovation Award report in July, I think. That's the month that we report. We are like 2 months delayed. And with this, we reached the end of this report. But next month, we'll be looking out again to see how the rankings have evolved. So on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.